Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's very important to us, and it'll be a brief survey.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, great, ma'am. Great. Well, my first question... Okay, ma'am, great. Well, my first question to you, ma'am, just to make sure that we're presenting everybody, would you say your age is 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
30 to 39.
All right. Even though I know the answer to this question, ma'am, do you consider yourself to, well, what would you consider your gender to be?
Woman.
Okay.
Female.
I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not so sure of the answer, just give me your best guess. Know that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by doctors. So the first question is, like, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, like beer, wine, or liquor? Do you feel that this is daily, once a week, twice a month? Once a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or twice or never?
I don't know.
Oh, it's just an estimate or guess?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or twice or never?
Never.
Never? Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Do you think it's daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or never?
Daily.
Daily, okay. And I'm going to read to you a list of statements. All right, these are short statements, but I'll be very quick, about youth substances used in your community. Tell me if you agree or disagree, all right? So I just want your opinion. I'll be very quick, okay? So the first one says, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say strongly agree or just simply agree?
Simply agree.
Simply agree, all right. And using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Can you repeat the question?
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
All right. Would you say strongly agree or just agree?
Strongly.
Okay. What about parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say simply agree or strongly agree?
Simply.
Okay. And my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Would you say strongly disagree or just simply disagree?
Simply.
Simply disagree, all right? And most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children and about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Simply disagree or strongly disagree?
Simply.
All right. And I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youths under ages 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Would you say simply disagree or strongly disagree?
Simply.
Okay. And parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Simply or strongly?
Simply.
Okay. And parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, all right? And most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be simply agree or strongly agree?
Simply.
Simply? All right. And most adults in my community think we should adopt laws and make it illegal for adults to provide youths with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Simply or strongly agree?
Simply.
Okay, and vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Simply or strongly agree?
Strongly.
All right, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Simply or strongly, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay, and most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, all right. And most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Simply or strongly?
Simply.
All right, we're almost done, ma'am. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right. And most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youths under ages 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or just simply disagree?
Simply.
All right. And most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. And parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be simply agree or strongly agree?
Strongly.
All right, and I believe adults who supply alcohol to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or simply agree?
Simply agree.
Okay, and drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right, ma'am, we're almost done this section, okay? Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Simply.
Simply or strongly? Okay. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be strongly or simply agree?
Strongly.
Okay, and most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right, parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Simply or strongly agree?
Simply.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree?
Strongly.
Would that be strongly? Okay, ma'am. And the last one for this section says, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right, ma'am, and approaching towards the end, ma'am, your feedback is very important. Just I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. All right, so the first question is, how often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? You tried once or never?
Never.
Never, okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or never?
Never.
Never? All right. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or never?
Never.
Never? Okay. And these last questions. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, a few times a school year, or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. All right. All right. And how would you describe yourself, ma'am? Would you say, like, for example, you're white, Hispanic, black, Asian, American, Indian, or a different race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. And the last question, ma'am, as almost as a token of our appreciation, the Spartan Prevention Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Tell me, which organization would you like our coalition to donate to on your behalf? Would you say Climb Theater, Friends of the Library, Inver Glen Library, or IGHBESC Foundation?
IGH something something.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your answers. They were so helpful to me. Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you.